I'd just like to make a brief point on how the Lord restored Peter unto himself and how much we too should learn from the Lord. We find it is written in Luke's Gospel, chapter 24, and verse 34, the Lord is risen indeed and hath appeared unto Simon. Simon. And there is a difference between what we might say a private restoration and public restoration. Here we do not see anyone else but just the Lord and Simon. Simon had failed him. He had said to him earlier, Simon, Simon, Satan had desired to have you that he may sift you as wheat. And then he says, but I have prayed for thee that thy faith fail not. And when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren. And we find also with those who had gone to the tomb in Mark's Gospel, chapter 16, they were given a message. And in verse 7 it says, but go your way, tell his disciples and Peter. Notice, and Peter, special message. So the Lord had appeared to him privately. The Lord had restored him to himself. He was restored to the Lord in that interview. No one else was there to hear what took place, but he was restored. And now in John 21, we see the public restoration. And you may say, well, why? Yes, the Lord would restore him now publicly before the other disciples, so that they will learn now not to treat him with reserve, because he was fully restored to the Lord, fully restored, so the Lord can commission him. Feed my lambs. Yes, feed my sheep. Feed my sheep. And we would think, well, he might have been written off by the Lord. No, we've heard that the Lord does not give up on his own. He's still standing. He goes all out to restore those who belong to him.